Morning. Always keeping the main thing the main thing. Thanking God for Jesus Christ. Jesus is the reason for this season. Thanking God for the church. Thanking God for waking us up this morning. Thanking God for giving us another opportunity to get the wrong in our lives right. Thanking God for another chance to tell somebody the truth before it's everlasting too late. Just thanking God for everything and everything, giving thanks to Him. Also, I want to give thanks to the brethren who gave me another opportunity to come out and speak to you this morning. I pray that something said this morning that would make you a better people for having come. Happy holidays. Happy New Year. Amen. We got another year. Amen. And I know we have made some new resolutions. And we always, you know, we try to stick to our resolutions. And I pray for your resolution, and I hope you pray for mine. This morning our lesson will be taken from Jeremiah, the 17th chapter, verses 7. But I would like to read from verses 1 through 10. That's Jeremiah, the 17th chapter, verses 1 through 10. And it reads, "The sin of Judah is written with the pen of iron, and with the point of a diamond it is graven upon the table of their hearts and upon the horns of your altars, whilst their children remember their altar and their groves by the green trees upon the high hills, or my mountains in the field, I will give thy substance and all thy treasures to the spoil, and thy high places for sin throughout all the borders. And thou, even thyself, shall discontinue for thine heritage that I gave thee, and I will cause thee to serve thine enemies in the land which thou knowest not. For ye have kindled a fire in mine anger, which shall burn forever. Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. For he shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land, and not inhabited. Blessed," verse 7, "blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat comes. But her leaves shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought. Neither shall there cease from yielding fruits. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doing." I've just read Jeremiah, the 17th chapter, verses 1 through 10. My subject today is be confident in the trust that we have in God. In other words, trust the trust that we have in God. Amen? The word confident is a word that you could be you're certain of. You can speak boldness of. Confident is you're you know it's true. You know it. You know it because we trust God in that way. We ought to be confident in His blessings. But Jeremiah 17:7 in another verse says, "But blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in Him." Last week we spoke about the trust that we have in the wrong things. We trust in self, we trust in man, we trust in money. Proverbs says, "Lean not into thine own understanding, but in all thy ways trust Him, and He shall direct thy path." Trust in the Lord with all, not some, but self would trust 90% in God and the 10% in self. God says, trust in the Lord with all, everything you got. Trust in God with everything you got. But self would not do that. Self sometimes will give some to God, some to self, and then some to the devil. Amen. You know, sometimes we do things that's not godly. And I say we. I think you know by now that I'm not talking about you. Amen. When I say we, I mean me and other people. Amen. Not you. But self. Self would lie, self would cheat, and self would steal. Amen. Because self, we just get selfish with self. We want to do it our way, amen, and not God's way. We're saying, God, I trust you, but you take a little longer to do things than expected. So I want to help you out. God don't need our help, amen. Amen. He don't need our help. Lean not into our own understanding. Proverbs 14:12 says, "There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the ways thereof are the ways of death." We are to trust God not in our way, but the way God has paved the way for us. All we have to do is what? Follow it. He has paved the way, but sometimes we get to the point and say, you know, Lord, I asked for it, but you didn't give it to me right. You didn't bless me how I asked you to bless me. So I'm going to have to go and bless myself now. Amen? That's what we do. Proverbs 14:14 says, "The backslider in heart shall be filled with his own way, and a good man shall not satisfy himself." In other words, we try to satisfy ourselves by doing what we think is right. I met a young man when I was working. I met a young man. He said like this. He said, "Now you know," and I think he said it for me to hear him, because it didn't make no sense what he said. This is what he said. He said, "You know, we have to give the devil his due, because if we don't give the devil his due, he's gonna get us." And I had to say something. I had to say something, you know, and I'm thinking that he just said it, you know, because he know I'm a Christian, right? And he just said it, right? So I intervened. I said, "No, that's not how it is." I said, "No, that's not how it is." It says, we ought not to trust in the devil. We ought not trust in self. I mean, basically, we ought to trust in God. Give God 100% of our trust. That's where our trust should go. And he got mad at me. Won't speak to me no more. Amen? You know, because I told him the truth. I said, "No, that's not right." And then another guy who was listening, he said he believed what he said. I said, "Oh, my goodness, right? How you thinking like that? That the devil, you know, got his due coming. He got something coming, but ain't our due." Amen. Amen. But we trust in self. We trust our self will lead us into somewhere that we shouldn't be, and cause us to stay there too long. When we trust in self, we mentioned that last week, and we trust in man, The Bible said it's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. And we put a lot of confidence in man, what man could do for us. Amen. The government. Oh, when he giving out that check. Yes, sir, government. Thank you. Amen. Yes, sir, Mr. Government. Thank you for that check. You going to send another one? Yes, I am. Thank you, government. Amen. And we trust in that government to get that check on time, like he said he was going to send it. Amen. If he said it's supposed to be 10 days from now, we're looking for it 10 days from now. You said it, so give it to me. Then it don't come. And you get mad at the mailman because he ain't there yet. Amen. And what the mailman got to do with anything? Amen. But we put our trust. We put our trust in, like I said last week, we put our trust in doctors. When the doctors would say, you have a good health. You have good health. Go in and do your thing. You go home. You get sick. You come back to the doctor. He said, oops, we must have missed something. Amen. We must have missed something, and I'm sorry, because we trust in them. And then there are times that the doctor will say that I'm sorry, you're sick, and you may not have so long. Amen. But you see, when we trust in God, God didn't say that. You see, and that same doctor who said that you won't live. Amen. Listen to this closely. That same doctor that said that you won't live till such and such, right? 30 years from now, you're still living, able to go to his funeral. Amen. Amen. You're going to his funeral. The Bible says, put not trust in riches nor in man, because man cannot save. Psalms 140:3, the riches, we put our trust in riches, and that's a bad thing to do. It said, he that put his trust in riches will fall. It says, warn them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor put their trust in uncertain riches. Riches is something else, because we trust in that money. Sometimes money get a little funny. Our dough get a little low. The bills seem like the bills just come. When you broke, seem like the bills come through the mail real quick, don't it? Just like when you got some money, the bills, they kind of like hold back on you, right? But when you broke, the bills is here, one after another. That's what it seems like now, one after another. But when we put our trust in money, that's what we're going to see. We're going to see the bill being bigger than God. Amen? But trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. But in all our ways, acknowledge him, he shall direct our path. Be careful not to put your trust in preachers. I know you said, whoa now. Preachers. Don't put your trust in preachers. Example, the Bereans. They heard what the preachers were preaching and teaching. But what did they do? They went back and searched the scriptures to see that what the preachers were saying was true. Amen. Don't trust the preachers. You study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman need not being ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Study. You're responsible for you, not the preacher. The preacher do his study, and he might say something, and if he say something that ain't right, at least you would know it because of what you studied. You studied. There was a story about a preacher that said that. Preachers are preachers. They're human beings. And they said that there was this family who had a relative, and the relative had a massive heart attack. And it said that they had to get to him because they found out that he had inherited $15 million. So they had to get to him and tell him because he had to, you know, sign some papers. And you know, relatives want him to sign that paper before he leave here. You know, amen. But they said he just had a massive heart attack. How are we going to tell him about this? We need to tell him, you know, before he, you know, amen. So one of the family members said, I know what we could do. We could tell the preacher. So the preacher would know what to do. So he went to the, they went to the preacher and they said, preacher, we have a problem. He says, our loved one has had a massive heart attack, and we need to tell him about this $15 million that he inherited. He said, how are we going to do it? The preacher said, I know how to do it. Leave it up to me. So it said that the preacher went over to see the brother, and they sat down and they talked. They had a beautiful conversation. It said that they spoke for a while, and the preacher said, I want to ask you something, brother. He said, what? He said, now, tell me, what would you do if you inherited $15 million? The brother said, well, one of the things I'll do, the first thing I'll do is donate $5 million to the church. And before he can get to the second thing, the preacher had a heart attack. Amen? Amen. So preachers are people too. Amen. Preachers, they make mistakes too. Amen. Somebody. Amen. And we are a people who shouldn't fear, because fear is not of God. Amen. Things happen in this world. Things, you know, we, like I said, sometimes our dough is low. Our money is funny. We are sick sometimes, but we have not put these things over God. We have to trust in God more, because God knows what he's doing. Amen. We're not going to live forever. Amen. But, you know, we're not going to be here forever. Just prepare yourself for that place up yonder. Amen. We sing this song, this world is not our home. We're just a passing through. My treasures all laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Amen. You see, we sing it, but we got to sing it like what? We mean it. Amen. We got to sing it like we mean it, because this world is not our home. We are afraid because we are human, but we are to remember, we are quick like, that God is in charge. And we have confidence in our trust in the Lord. We trust what we trust in God. Amen. We trust Him. And God is for real. Amen. He's real in my soul. Amen. We could actually brag on it. God is, we could brag on God and say he's going to do what he's going to do. And I know it. Amen. Confident in God's trust, in the trust in God. We must have confidence. It says, be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of desolation of the wicked when it comes. For the Lord shall be thy confident and shall keep thy foot from being taken. Proverbs 3:25-26. Philippians 1:6, it says, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Christ. Amen. And we know confident is being confident, not in self, not in man, not in money. Amen. We need a friend, we need man, but we can't be confident, because all will forsake us. Somehow, some way, all will forsake us. Either in death, they will forget, some way, they will forsake us. You know, don't trust in Kenny Patterson because Kenny Patterson ain't all that. Amen. Kenny Patterson was a sinner, one who was tore up from the floor up. Amen. But he's a saved man now. Amen. I've been there and done it. I've been there. I don't look at me as being perfect, even though I'm up here speaking to you. I ain't perfect. I'm just as human as I can be. Make mistakes. Sometimes as I walk, I might trip and fall. Amen. Because what? I'm not perfect. Amen. And it's like that. And that's the way it is. Amen. It says, Christ Jesus, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by faith in him. We have that confidence in Christ. We say, Lord, it's in your hands, Lord. Do what you want to do. Amen. Do it your way, Lord. Lord, I'm done. Amen. I might not be feeling as well. The doctor may give me a bad report. But God, I've got confidence in you. Because if you want me to leave here, you got a better place for me to be. Amen. If I'm broke, you're not going to keep me broke. You're going to see that I'm fed. Amen. If I'm lonely, God, you're going to see that I'm comforted. I just trust you, Lord, with all. But when we not trust God with all, then we give him some. Amen. That's not what he said to do. You see, he didn't say, you know, trust in the Lord with some of your heart. He said, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Be confident in God. Trust him. Amen. And before you go to sleep, not tonight, but in this congregation, I'm just telling you, I'm almost finished. Amen. I'm almost done. I want to speak to you about, you remember the three Hebrew boys in Daniel? When King Nebuchadnezzar had decreed that you will hear different music, you would hear different sounds. He said, when you hear this sound, he said that I want you to bow down. Nebuchadnezzar, he said, I want you to bow down. And the three Hebrew boys didn't bow down when they heard these different sounds, these instruments, these sounds. They didn't bow down, and they were snitched on. Amen. Some of the people went to Nebuchadnezzar and told him, said, the three Hebrew boys ain't doing what you said, do they? You know, you said when you heard the sound that we ought to bow down. And they didn't. So Nebuchadnezzar came and said, he said, listen, all y'all got to do is bow down. Listen, you know, maybe y'all didn't hear what I said. You know, bow down when you hear the music. Right. Bow down and serve the, you know, this idol that I built. You know, I want you. This is something I want you to do. I'm the king. I'm the big man. Right. But the boy said, King Nebuchadnezzar, we ain't going to do that. In short, we're not going to do that. Amen. He said, if you don't do it, I'm going to throw you into the fire. Are you with me? The boys, you got to hear this, what they said now. They said, King Nebuchadnezzar, we're not going to do that. He said, our God is going to save us. But if he don't, we still ain't going to bow down to you. Amen. That's trust now and confidence in God. Amen. He said, even if God don't take us out of this fire, we get burnt to pieces. We're still not going to do it. Amen. We're not going to tap out to your decree. Amen. We're not going to do it. And you see, that's confident in God. Amen. That's confident that we should have, regardless. If God don't give us tomorrow, at least we got today. Amen. And we got Jesus. You see, we have to have confidence in him. You know, sometimes things just look kind of gloomy and whatnot, like especially in the churches. You know, the devil, he's smart. He's wise. Because he got churches against churches. And then the people look at churches being against churches. And guess what they say? They ain't no better than us. Because they're arguing all the time. Amen? So we have to be ready, willing, and able to stand up against the devil's wile. Amen? And how we going to stand up against the devil is to trust in the Lord. Put our trust in God. Be confident and brag on it. I know God. I know my Redeemer lives. We sing that song, don't we? I know He lives. That's bragging. That's boasting. I know He lives. So this is how we ought to be. Amen. In God. We ought to trust God with all. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not into thine own understanding, because our own ways get us into some trouble. Into trouble. In closing, Psalms 27, verse 1, 2, 3. This is what the Bible says. It says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my strength. It is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came up against me to eat me, to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war shall rise against me, in this will I be confident." Amen. That God is going to make a way for us, right? Ain't no such thing as no building going to close because we ain't got no money. No. It shouldn't happen if we have confidence. If we trust God, He's going to see it through. Amen. If we trust God, you know, if we got to put it all, give it all. We can't give God a piece, not 99 and a half. We got to say, "Lord, I trust you, Lord. I'm bragging on you." Amen. So I know I am bragging on you to the point that I know you're going to do what you say. Your promises are real. Amen. Your promises are real. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for our Lord Jesus Christ and His word. If you are here and you are not a member of the church, there's some things that you must do. You must. And it's not about whether you feel like it or not. You must do it. You must hear God's word if you want to be a part of His church. You must believe what God says. You must repent of your way. You must confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. You must be baptized in water for remission of sin. You must stay faithful. You must worship. You must commune. You must give self and money. You must teach. You must preach. Amen. These things, you can't get around. You can't get around these things. It's a must. You must do these things according to the scripture. Now, if you want to debate against the scriptures, well, but these things you must do. You must stay faithful for the rest of your life. I've told my Lord this. I want to make the best of the rest of my life. Let me get it right now. The rest of my life, the best of my life for you, Lord. I know how long I've lived. I've been here a while. Amen. I've been here a while. Amen. And I know how long I've been here. But you know what? I don't know how long I got. Amen. I know how long I've been here, but I just don't know how long I got. So I want to take the rest of this life that I don't know. I want to take the rest of it to be the best of it for Him. And I want to trust Him with everything I got. I want to trust the Lord. I want to trust Him. Amen. I want to trust Him. And I will say to you, trust Him also. If you are here, you are a member, and you are in need of prayer. The Bible says that effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. And sure enough, we need some effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous for this nation. Because like I said before, we have lost our minds. Amen? And this nation needs somebody praying for it. Amen? And we need to be the one who prays. We don't need the nation asking the nation to pray for us. We need to be praying for the nation. And we need to be praying for one another. I hope something said this morning that would help you. And God bless you. And have a happy and prosperous New Year. As we together stand and sing the song that was in choir.